Yeah, you got a point. And I mean, like, think about we had the greatest Royal Rumble, and 2 weeks later, you know, I mean, I'm like, what? How? Number one, let's just be honest. The greatest Royal Rumble was nothing more than just a moneymaker.
Oh yeah, it was.
Not a lot of story or build up or whatever to it. I mean, they kind of, you know, did some promoting of it a little bit here and there, but and then we go into Backlash, and I'm like, freaking 2 days later, and it's like, wait, whoa, didn't we just have, huh? What happened here?
Right.
Well, okay, who's fighting? Who's doing, huh? Okay, I'm confused. Like we just talked about, like when I said, okay, why is this person with this person? Why? You know, if all they're doing is making matches, give them some time off. Let them go home, sit this pay-per-view out, see their families, and maybe let somebody have an NXT match or two mixed in here or there. Why isn't Aleister Black, you know, on scene? Even if he doesn't wrestle, he should be sitting in the front row. To me and you, we don't see the dollar signs though. We just see the strange things.
Yeah, wasn't it WrestleMania was on April the 8th, and then they had the Greatest Royal Rumble just a couple of weeks later, and then on May the 6th we had Backlash, and now on May 27th is going to be Payback. Then just a couple of weeks later is Money in the Bank. Then we get about a month break before Battleground and July the 15th. It's like they're trying to do, you know, I think, cut out Payback. To me, that would make sense, or cut out the Backlash. And it just is not given enough time to build a storyline.
Well, and how many times have we said that Backlash, you know, aside from The Miz and Seth Rollins, I mean, it was basically a glorified episode of Raw.
Yeah.
It's like, good grief, you know, let these guys go home for a minute.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, I mean, what in, like, NXT or some of these other guys that are, you know, even 205 Live or whatever, give them a couple matches. I mean, let's see them on the main card for a little bit. And if you're just doing fillers.
Wouldn't that be an awesome little tournament to have on NXT, to have a tournament to have a match on the final, you know, having the finals on the next pay-per-view, the opportunity to go against each other on the next pay-per-view, whether it's a tag team or whatever. It would build a storyline. You could build the tournament up a little bit. But I don't know if they've thought about it or if they have other reasons behind the financial decision to do what they're not doing or what they are doing. Sometimes, and you know, we say this as wrestling fans, but that's also, we are wrestling fans and we're confused by some of the moves. And sometimes, as Chris says, they've got our money, they don't care. Honestly, I think that's part of it. So, I've evidently they didn't care to give me an interview with one of their talents. So, but I'm not bitter. Yeah, right.
Well, you know, I did see shifting gears here. Lucha Underground's coming out with a new season.
Yes, isn't that great? Starting, I think it's like June the 13th or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and then ROH, I guess, has been riddled with injuries.
Oh, man, haven't they ever? They've had a lot of injuries. Dalton Castle broke a bone in his hand. He actually wrestled a couple of matches with his hand really taped up. I think he broke his thumb. He's their champion right now. Brandi Rhodes had a shoulder injury. She's going to be out for a while. She did that while she was wrestling for Stardom, their co-promotion in Japan. They've been having a lot of things happening in ROH.
And so I saw that Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes, there's some big event going on, and they sold out the whole arena in like 15 minutes or something like that. Did you see?
It's called All In, and it's coming up September the 1st in Chicago. And what is the genesis of this All In promotion is Dave Metzler, I think is how he pronounces his name. He's big podcast, yeah, writer and stuff. He said that ROH could not sell out a 10,000-seat arena. So Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks said, oh, we've got a bet on our hands. So they put up their own money to rent an arena, set a date, and All In is what they're calling it because they're putting up their own money. This isn't a promotions money. This is their money. And they are doing this All In, and it sold out in 15 to 30 minutes despite lots of problems with their websites going down to take the tickets. I'm excited for them. And then on top of that, they announced at a press conference with Cody and Billy Corgan of the NWA that Cody will go against the NWA champion at the time at All In. Right now, that's Nick Aldis. But Nick has been doing a lot of, yeah. So that would be fun to watch. I'm hoping that they'll find a way to put it on pay-per-view because I might just pay extra for that one.
Ooh, yeah, that would be good.
So,
exciting news in professional wrestling and lots of exciting things coming our way. Did you see Dave Bautista's getting quite the friggin' Hollywood stuff, man.
She just told everyone your deepest, darkest secret.
Dude, come on. I think you're overreacting a little bit.
You must be so embarrassed.
Yeah, he's doing great, isn't he?
He's in I saw it today. He's in two new movies. He's in a movie with Sylvester Stallone. Lockdown 2. And then he's in another movie with Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster and Batista?
Yeah, it's about they're in a hospital for assassins and for criminals. Well, not assassins, but criminals. So, like, if you're robbing a bank and you get shot up and you can't go to the hospital because they'll find you. There's a special place for criminals to go, and Dave Bautista's the RN or something at the hospital / bodyguard / little butt kicker.
Oh yeah, and he did a great job in Avengers: Infinity War. Even though I wasn't that thrilled with the movie, I think that character he plays is just really.
Still, wait. You mean you and I can have a different opinion and still be friends?
It's amazing, isn't it?
No. I think I should have to hate you for life for having a different opinion.
And put on bad stuff in social media about me, too, while you're at it, so.
Yeah, I'll call you names behind my keyboard. I'll start a fake account and call you names.
We disagreed on that one. I just didn't like the way it ended. That was the problem. I didn't think it set up the next movie very well.
Funny, dude. It's like friggin' Hulk Hogan, you know, when he would win all the time. Sometimes you can't win all the time, Dave.
That's okay, but the setup for the next movie was not done very well to let you know that the next movie was coming. I mean, they had the little... I don't want to do any... I want to do a spoiler here.
Might as well.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson at the end.
The turnbuckle trash...
Spoiler alert. I mean, when he drops that little pager he had, and they had that little bitty symbol you could barely see on the big screen, and I didn't know what that symbol was, and I read comic books. I didn't know that was for Captain Marvel or Miss Marvel, whatever they're calling her now. I suspected there was going to be another movie, but I just didn't think they set up the next movie very well at all.
I kind of thought maybe that it was something to do with the Defenders or something, but I guess I was wrong. It was Miss Marvel. It's like, oh, maybe they'll bring one of the Defenders, you know, like Daredevil or somebody in.
See, I would love that because I like the Defenders better than the Avengers.
Did you see the Defenders on Netflix?
No, I don't have Netflix.
You should just log into my Netflix and watch the Defenders.
Oh, cool. We'll just do that as people from Netflix are saying, oh, Dave and Zane, we'll write that down right now on our little legal pad.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I mean, I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that? What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No, no, no. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh. Ooh, podcasting.
You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You know what day today falls on? What day is today?
Rusev Day!
What day is today?
Rusev Day!
What day is today?
Rusev Day!
Turnbuckle Trash.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Hey, today on Turnbuckle Trash, we're going to have a special guest. It's Lisa Johnson. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Dave.
Now, just to let everyone know, Lisa works with me at the Cache Valley Media Group. She's one of the support staff. At the front desk, greeting people, giving them prizes that we give away. Like this morning, we gave away tickets to Solo, a Star Wars story, and things like that. And you take care of a lot of the things behind the scenes that we all do here that a lot of people don't realize. This is a big job, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Well, we thought we'd have Lisa on here today to talk about professional wrestling. Now, how long have you and I known each other? Before you even started working here, we knew each other for a short time.
Yeah, we did.
So it's probably, what, 9, 10 years?
At least, yeah, at least.
Okay, 19 years, Lisa and I have known each other, and I only found out about a year and a half ago that you are a professional wrestling fan.
I am a huge fan.
All right.
Yeah.
So I thought, Lisa, what we'd do is maybe talk from a female perspective, because everybody says, this is a male soap opera. You've heard that before.
I have heard that.
Okay, but from a lady's perspective, what got you interested in watching professional wrestling?
Do you know, I have only brothers, and so they were into wrestling, so I started watching at a very young age.
Ah, way to go, brothers.
Yeah.
Little influence.
Yeah.
So, your brother's name, by the way?
Matthew and Mark.
They still watch professional wrestling?
Mark does, not Matt.
Matt.
I know.
Matt, I'm going to have to talk to this young man. Me and him going to have some words. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
But Lisa, so when you first started watching professional wrestling, I imagine it was, WCW, WWE days?
It was.
During the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah.
So were you a WCW woman?
I was. I love the WWF. Yeah.
Yeah. So back then... Back in the Monday Night Wars, who were a couple of your favorite wrestlers? I'm not going to just get you down to one.
Bushwhackers were my favorite.
Wow.
Oh, I love the Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers.
Yes, I love the Bushwhackers. And Jake the Snake. Oh, I love Jake the Snake.
Oh, man. I actually ran into his father one time.
Really?
At the Baton Rouge Airport in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Grizzly Smith. I just said hi to him. And then there was a lady standing next to him that I knew she was a wrestler, but I didn't realize she's Jake the Snake's sister.
Wow.
Until like 2 weeks later, I saw her on something and they mentioned that. So.
Oh, my word. That's awesome.
That was pretty cool. So what attracted you to the Bushwhackers?
I don't know. I don't know. It just was the brother thing. I don't know. Their little one that'd come in and do their little dance. I just love them, and they seem to always win.
Because they were pretty good.
Yeah.
They were a lot of fun to watch. Did you see them on their TV appearance on Family Matters?
I did not.
With Steve Urkel playing a professional wrestler.
Oh, I'm going to have to go YouTube that.
Yeah, you are.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, the Dave Denton Book of Useless Knowledge is open once again.
Wow.
When it comes to professional wrestling, I am kind of like one of those savants. So,
wow.
But Lisa, throughout the years, as life goes on, have you still been able to follow wrestling from the an early days?
I still follow it, just not as much as I'd like to. I just don't have the time.
Well, that's why you listen to Turnbuckle Trash,
true.
Right?
That's so, right. Absolutely.
I know. I'll see Lisa in the hallway, and I'll say, we got a new trash coming up. She said, oh, what you going to talk about? So today we're talking about you, Lisa.
I love it.
So, Lisa, as the professional wrestling goes over the years, maybe some of the other professional wrestlers that you've said, man, I would love to watch those guys in the ring.
Ultimate Warrior.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Uh-huh.
I still love The Rock. Shawn Michaels, I still love him.
Uh-huh.
Hercules.
Hercules Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
With that beard and that body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And his little shorts.
Yes, absolutely.
Ravishing Rick Rude, remember him?
I remember him.
The big six-pack that he had.
And Bam Bam Bigelow. Yeah.
What?
Absolutely.
Okay, I got to ask you. You're talking about these other guys, and they're fairly good-looking guys.
Oh, yes, they are.
And then you mention Bam Bam Bigelow.
I know.
Why Bam Bam?
I don't know. I've liked him since he was probably one of the first wrestlers I really liked. I don't know why.
With all those tattoos over his
head.
He was awesome, though.
Yeah,
I was a big fan of his, too.
Yeah.
So today, let's go over what you like and what you don't like in professional wrestling right now.
John Cena, I love him. I don't like the drama in his life, but I love him.
You mean with all the stuff going on with he and Nikki?
Oh, yeah.
And now, on Turnbuckle Trash, it's time for As the Ring Turns. The soap opera of John Cena.
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is
and
now.
And Nikki Bella.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the
we
stars.
We take you back to WrestleMania 33.
I have been waiting so long to ask you this. Stephanie Nicole Garcia Colas, will you marry me?
The happy times of the engagement.
The man's in love, of course he came.
You're damn right I am.
And then came total bellows, disagreements, arguments, and heartbreaking revelations.
What's hard at times what people don't realize about my relationship is I'm alone a lot. And
Bree's now a mom and Nicole's, you know,
not a mom.
A little better. My life is so much better. Since I met you, since we started seeing each other, since our first date, I'm a weird person, I am. But I'm in love with you.
Then the breakup. And now, on the Today Show, John says he wants Nikki back.
I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. I am in my house alone, surrounded by these emotionally strong memories. Don't want anybody else. I love Nicole, and I'm really trying to support her in her trying to find whatever it is that she wants that made this fall apart in the first place.
Okay.
But I don't have any other hopes other than maybe one day that we can work it out.
But as the ring turns, Nikki says, hold on there, she's not so sure.
I didn't think cold feet and all of that type of stuff existed, but it exists. I have hope, and I think it's just, I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I kind of lost me, and I want to find me and work on me, and I just want John and I both to live, you know, happily ever after, whether it's together or separate, and I just don't want us to go, like, down the road in life and have regrets of, like, you know, I did this for you, or you did this for me, and the day I say my vows, I want to say them once, and I want to fully mean them, and so that's what made me hesitant.
Join us next time for more
of As the Ring Turns.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Have you ever watched Total Bellas?
I have not, and I need to.
You need to watch
it. I need to.
Ajay loves the Total Divas and Total Bellas.
I'm going to have to go watch that.
Yeah, and this season just started, by the way, the third season of Total Bellas, and they're going to be addressing the issue between John and Nikki and their on-again, off-again, off-again, on-again. Well, it's Total Bellas.
Are they on again?
No, I don't think so. John did mention on the Today Show recently that he was hoping to get back with Nikki because he wanted to marry her. He wanted to be the father of the children's.
Wow.
Yeah.
They could have Brother Love marry him. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I love you. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. There's been actually people that think this is a work, that this is something to promote the Total Bellas. Do you think that?
That could be possible. I never thought of that.
I don't think it is, because we're talking personal lives
here. True, that is true.
And I hope it isn't, because if they find out that it was planned to do all this, they've lost all credibility.
I agree.
All credibility.
I agree.
So you mentioned the Bellas. Are you a fan of women's wrestling?
I do like women's wrestling. Not as much as the men, though. Is that terrible?
I think most fans are that way. I mean,
it's true.
So female wrestlers?
I like Stephanie McMahon. I know that's weird, but I do.
I do, too.
I don't know why.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw. And let me just say this about Stephanie. She doesn't get in the ring very often.
True.
But when she does a good job with a few moves that she probably knows. But, boy, her microphone work, when she's doing her stuff in the ring.
Amazing.
It is so good.
I agree.
I never would have meant Stephanie
well,
McMahon.
I like Triple H, too, though, so I don't know. It's just the pair. I don't know. Love them both.
And then how they got together, which was a little controversial with China and all that.
And China's dead, right?
Yeah, she did pass away. Joni did pass away. And it's a real shame, but... You know, even though she did have her personal problems with addiction and even the marriage with X-Pac, Sean Waltman, that was very controversial with all the things that happened with that. When Sean, X-Pac, talks about her, he talks about her very nicely.
Oh, that's sweet.
I was just listening to a podcast, and I apologize because I should write these things down, but it just comes up. I was recently listening to a podcast that Sean was on, and he talked about Joni and some of the issues she had, and you could just hear it in his voice. He was kind of sad. He actually cared for Joni Lauer, who was China. And once again, TV shows. China, Third Rock from the Sun.
I have never seen Third Rock from the Sun. It's one show I've never seen.
You have an assignment, young lady. YouTube, Third Rock from the Sun, China.
Who's the male is the dad on Footloose? I can't think of his name.
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
John
yes.
Lithgow.
Yes, that's right.
And, got some good people in it. A great comedy. You will love it.
Wow.
It is wacky. It is out there. I mean, this is a sitcom that says, here we are. We're going to do this. We are going to be weird. But Joni did such a good job, especially with her relationship with Harry. That I'm just going to keep that. Right there. It is hilarious.
Check it out.
Yeah, Third Rock from the Sun. Okay, that's cool. So have you ever been to a professional wrestling match?
I have, yes. Ooh. Down at the E Center. I've been to a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah.
That, you know, it kind of surprises me, but I shouldn't be surprised at all, should I?
I loved them. They were great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so were they WWE events?
One was WWE. I'm trying to think what the other one was. It was 15, 20 years ago.
Well, it could have been anything, huh?
So, yeah.
And we are getting older, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's kind of leaving us. But what is the attraction of a live event?
I don't know. know. I think it's just being there, being in the moment.
Uh-huh.
I love that, seeing what you've seen on TV every single week, and then you see it in real life. Uh-huh. It just is. And then whenever you watch it on TV after that, you look at it in a totally different way after being there.
I totally agree. So June 23rd, I think it is.
At the Maverick Center,
West Valley City.
Maverick Center.
Yeah. All and right. I think Daniel Bryan's going to be there, and The Miz.
Wow.
Yeah. Last time I went was last year about this time. Brock Lesnar was even there with Paul Heyman.
Oh, my word.
Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. And
wow.
That was a great match. So, well, Lisa, it's always great to get another outlook on professional wrestling. We've only had one other woman on, Charity.
Wow.
I met her at Comic-Con. So I thought this would just be kind of fun to see what a woman looks at as when they look at professional wrestling. You'll be a fan the rest of your life?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, thank you very much
thank
for joining
for
us
having me.
On Turnbuckle Trash.
It's Chris on the match.
I'm lost of words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
The guy didn't get cracked open. He wasn't really wrestling.
Chris. On the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Hi, everyone. It's Turnbuckle Trash, and joining us from North Carolina, the guy who's getting ready to celebrate his birthday. He tells me, happy birthday, Chris on the mat.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Yes, it's going to be the old 42, about to hit 42 years of age, and I'm still feeling it right now. How's everything going with Turnbuckle Trash?
Oh, well, we have our usual technical issues, and actually, you and I had recorded a whole segment, and it didn't record off of Google Voice, and we finally figured that thing out, so.
Yes, the inconvenience, the modern conveniences, what can you do?
That's a good saying. I like that one, so.
I like it, too, myself, so. Well, what's been going on?
Well, nothing's been going on except for a little bit of professional wrestling news. I think, to me, the biggest news of the last couple weeks has been All In coming up September the 1st in Chicago.
What
do you think about this little promotion that Cody and the Young Bucks have gotten together and put their own money right up there for? What's going on?
I think Cody has done the best thing for business now. He's trying to show Vince McMahon you're not the only one that can sell out an arena of 10,000 seats, which they did it within less than 3 hours. They sold tickets.
I think it was less than 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay. Well, I
yeah, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
30 minutes. Well, I was amazed that Cody is trying to stick it to the WWE and to Vince McMahon, showing them that, hey, you kind of messed up when you let me go. And now I just sold out a 10,000 seat arena for this big, big event that's going on. And I really hope it works out for All In. I really do. I hope Cody really sticks it to Vince this time and just says, you know what? You're not the only one that can sell tickets, and you're not the only one that can bring big crowds to an arena.
Well, at WrestleMania weekend, they had over 6,000 for their event there. And they're regularly going, 3,000 or 4,000 at some of the smaller venues. But, to sell out 10,000 seats in 30 minutes and then have people wanting more, the ticket price, from what I understand, the secondary ticket outlets, StubHub and things like that, are up to $125, $150 a ticket. So people are excited about seeing this event with the big event is going to be Cody against whoever the NWA champion is at this time when they do this. And right now it's Nick Aldis, the former Magnus from Impact Wrestling.
And hopefully if they want to do business correctly, they'll put the belt on Cody. He's a deserving champion. And it would be a tribute to his dad because his father held the NWA championship a long time ago. He was a great champion. And I think it's time for Cody to to hold another championship and put another notch on his belt, that he doesn't have to be with a big-time promotion to be a champion. I mean, this man is perfect in the ring. He cuts a great promo, and he's just like his father, except for the weight. he's good. He doesn't do that bionic elbow, though, but what the heck. Oh,
well, you know his wife was injured over in Japan. She has a shoulder injury now, Brandy. Yeah, she was, I think it's called Stardom, is the ladies' promotion over there. And if I don't have my notes in front of me, but she suffered a shoulder injury and wrestled two more nights with that shoulder injury, and it needs surgery. So good on her and good luck, because she's going to be out for a little while. But, she gutted it out to put on a show for the people over there, and she didn't want to mess up her say she was going to be there for her contract. So you got to admire in somebody.
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, for somebody who has a shoulder injury and is going to go ahead and continue on with the contract and do the shows that you're supposed to do, and having to, go through what they go through, I give her commends. Congratulations. You're doing what you're supposed to do, and doing what a wrestler is supposed to do is always be there for the fans no matter what. Yeah. So that's good. I like that. I like that.
But, well, there seems to be a little bit more emphasis on the independents, the ROH, the people at Lucha Underground, the Impact Wrestling, the stuff from AAA, getting a little bit more. The more the mainstream fans are discovering them, even though there are just WWE fans. I think some more of the people that have been watching WWE hear a podcast like ours, or any of the other ones that talk about Lucha Underground, that talk about Impact, that talk about ROH, and some of the really great performers they have available there, and they try them out and they like them. Now let me tell you this: I'm not a drinker, right? I don't imbibe in alcohol at all, but I'm thinking about heading down to Salt Lake City, because there's a brew pub down there called Brewies that is going to have a watch party for the opening episode of Lucha Underground, and they're going to have a big watch party because Lucha Underground is getting so popular in Salt Lake. Of course, Marty the Moth Martinez is from that area. That's where he lives. He lives just south of Salt Lake City. But that would just be such a hoot to be able to go in to have a good burger, some good drinks, and just be there with a bunch of Lucha fans. So I'm considering that. So yeah.
Well, if you do, congratulations. I hope you do go, because that would be a heck of a thing to see. And didn't Marty do a book? Didn't Marty write
a book? He might have. I'm not 100% sure, but he's an incredible man.
I thought I saw something on his Facebook page that he had wrote a book about his life in professional wrestling. Now, I could be wrong, but I'll have to look that back up. I think he may have wrote a book about his tin with when he was with the WWE with Tough Enough, and then he went on to Lucha and everything like that. And I and Marty has, I mean, WWE kind of screwed up when they messed up with Marty. They should have kept him. I mean, he would have been a tremendous star, but I guess they just didn't see anything in him. But now he's proven them wrong.
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, I know that Matt Cross on Lucha Underground was also on the same show with Marty the Moth on Tough Enough. And let's see, he played Son of Havoc. He's the Son of Havoc. And then I think Eva Leese was also one of the female performers that was all on season 7, I believe, of Tough Enough. And Martin was one of the favorites to win. He was right up there, I think, the 7th week of it, and they kind of laughed him off from being from Utah before. They were making lots of Osmond jokes, but I think as they saw his work ethic and how he was going about his job, he had that freak accident with that broken ankle that just, who knows why it happened, but it did. So, but he's a great performer. Yeah.
Yeah, they called him Donny Osmond on Tough Enough all the time. I think it was Bill DeMont. They called him Donny Osmond. And, but it was just so funny. that they, when they left, they let somebody go and then they become this huge star. I mean, WWE has really got to be scratching their head going, where did we go wrong? I mean, but that's the way it goes with professional wrestling. And now that they're, now that this event with All In is coming to it, I mean, WWE's been talking to Cody Rhodes again, wanting him to come back to the WWE, which I think that would be ridiculous to do right now. I don't think he should. I think he should just stay like he is. He's more popular than ever. So, I mean, I hope, I really hope All In professional wrestling needs right now. I just want them to do so well. It needs to be. I'm getting tired of seeing the same matches from WWE. Now we have All In. Let's see what Cody Rhodes can actually do. And the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. Let's see what these guys can do. And you
when
never
you
know.
Mentioned the young, you mentioned the Young Bucks, and I was just watching last weekend's ROH TV program, which I remind everyone, if you don't have access to ROH on whatever TV stations you have available, you can watch this week's episode, whatever episode that they're doing. It's usually a week, maybe a week and a half behind, on ROH TV or ROH.com. That TV episode is free for you to watch. But the Young Bucks in their tag match went against the Briscoes.
Oh,
and I'm telling you, those two teams for a TV event tore it up. What a fun, entertaining match. Two great teams in professional wrestling. The Briscoes are so much fun to watch as heels. You know, they get kind of funny and stuff when they're doing the face stuff, but when they are heels, I think that's when they are at their best. And then the Young Bucks with their high-flying act, and even though it was a disqualification and the Briscoes beat up on the Young Bucks after the DQ, I was so impressed at how entertaining of a wrestling match that was. It was so much fun to watch.
Well, I mean, with the Briscoes is, to me, one of the best tag teams in the business right now. I love the Briscoe brothers. I wish they were in the WWE. They could probably shake up the tag team division just a little bit. But they need to stay with Ring of Honor. They're one of the originals for Ring of Honor. And the Young Bucks, hats off to them. I mean, their merchandise just flies off the shelf. And the only thing that I have against the Young Bucks is too many super kicks. Too many super kicks. That's the only thing I have against the Young Bucks. But those guys are really good. And that was a heck of a match. Yeah, I would give it a five-star tag team match. That was perfect. I got to watch
it. Was awesome.
Yes, it was. It was very good. Very good. So,
well, you know, as I think I've told this story before about the Young Bucks, years ago in TNA wrestling, when the Motor City Machine Guns were the top tag team at Impact, or TNA at the time, and they had this team come in called the Young Bucks. I mean, they looked like they were 10 years old, you know? They were young, so skinny. And then they put on one of my favorite tag matches I have ever seen with the Guns. And it was on TNA Wrestling. And I was going, these guys can go. And they kind of reminded me of the Young Rock and Roll Express at the time. I was just floored. I thought it was going to be a squash match, you know. But there they were. They just put on a great show with the Guns. It was unreal.
Yeah, you are correct. They remind me of the Rock and Roll Express. They remind me of the Rockers. They're really good. I mean, they've got their faults and everything. I mean, but the Young Bucks are really good at what they do. And I mean, hats off to them. Like I said, the merchandise sells off the shelves, and it just, people boo them, and some people cheer them, and they're with the Bullet Club. So, I mean, they've done very well, and I'm proud of them. I hope that they become like the number one tag team in professional wrestling, and I think that they're maybe number three or four right now. And I hope it all in, whatever they decide to do with them, I don't even know what kind of match they're going to have. I haven't really seen the card that too well for All In. Either they're with Kenny Omega. I don't think it's Kenny Omega they're with. I don't know if they're doing a six-man or something. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I'll have to take a look and see.
I'm trying to find out if they're going to do this on pay-per-view. I was talking to Zane the other day, and I said, you know what? If they do this on pay-per-view, I might just bring down the money to watch it because I'm excited about All In.
I think that they're going to have a live stream on it somewhere on a network. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but if they do a pay-per-view, let's see what kind of ratings they get out of this. Maybe they can outdo WrestleMania, which is very doubtful, but hopefully All In can show Vince McMahon, hey, you do have some competition out there, and it's a man that you let go.
Not to be the devil's advocate, but Cody asked to be let go.
That's
so they
true.
Had a,
yes,
they had an agreement to let him out of the contract.
That's true. That's
he,
true.
Cody was not happy to. Yeah, he wasn't happy doing the Stardust character. Now,
well,
also going to be at All In. You know who's going to perform at All In?
Who's
Stephen Amell.
Oh, really?
You recognize?
Arrow.
Yeah, the Arrow. Yeah.
Well, I see him interfering in a match.
Oh, you know, I've seen him do two or three matches now. And one of the matches, he teamed up with Cody and I think it was the Young Bucks, and it was an eight-man tag. And he was doing some stuff now. He wasn't just standing in the corner. He was taking punishment. He was out there jumping over the top rope. And so I'm a big fan of Stephen Amell, as most people probably know by now. So that's going to be kind of cool.
Oh, I can't wait to. I mean, hopefully it is pay per view, and hopefully they live stream it somewhere where you can actually see it. All In will be something that everybody will want to tune in to watch, and it's not the same old stuff.
Yeah, I was watching a small interview with Cody on YouTube, and he was talking about there's going to be an event outside of All In. It's kind of like WrestleCon. He isn't necessarily backing that, but they're kind of like, you know, doing this together. So I don't know what they're actually going to call it. So there's going to be several performers that are going to be there, older and new, signing autographs. They're going to be doing some forums and things. Sounds like you might have to go to Chicago in September and not watch Cub baseball, because I wouldn't do that either. But I would watch some wrestling. I'm not a Cub fan.
Well,
so.
Here's something. I mean, it's not too far away from the Cult of Personality's home. He's in Chicago. Why not CM Punk just make an appearance? I mean, come on. CM Punk, just you don't have to wrestle. Just show your face. That would bring in the people like crazy just to see him. And a lot of people are speculating that he might show up. I doubt it. But, yeah, please, let's see you just one time in a professional wrestling ring and say hello to the fans. I'm here. I'm not going to do anything, but I'm here. Just to say hello. I mean,
a
special ring announcer or just commentary. Do something, because everybody is wanting to see that man so bad now, but UFC has got him in another match. Hopefully it doesn't last 30 seconds.
This bout he has coming up is like two weeks after, I think, the bout is when his lawsuit against the WWE doctors get cranked up. Maybe the doctors are suing him and Colt Cabana, because Colt Cabana is involved with this too. And it's cost, I mean, Colt is saying how much money that it's costing him just to, you know, get lawyers to defend his right to have done what he said on the podcast.
I listened to that podcast with him and CM Punk, and Punk was telling his version of what happened, which I believe Punk more than I believe the WWE. I mean, I listened to it, and for them to do a lawsuit against, or him doing a lawsuit against the WWE, it's kind of stupid, but I can understand both sides. Come on, you have a man that is so popular that people were flocking to see the man, paying tickets to see CM Punk. You treated him like garbage, supposedly, and it comes down to this. But that's just professional wrestling, and that's what happens when you have this big conglomerate giant that brings in all the money. They think that they're right, and the other person's wrong. Let them have at it. I just want to see professional wrestling. I could care less about y'all's dirty laundry. I don't care. Let me see real professional wrestling. That's all I care about.
Well, you know, one thing that's happening now I think is kind of interesting, and I'm sorry I can't quote the source, but I recently read, or I was on a podcast, and once again I apologize because I cannot quote the source, talking about some of these people that have left the WWE that are making more money now on the independent circuit. And the three people that I remember the most they talked about was Ryback. Mm-hmm. You know, he wrestles a lot in the over in Australia, new supplement company and all that. And evidently he's making more money doing that and on the independent scene than he was getting paid at the WWE. We've already talked about Cody. Cody's making a lot more money now than he was in the past because he does the independents, he does ROH, he does New Japan. He goes where he wants to go, and he asks for what he wants to get paid, and he's selling merchandise too. So, you know, good for him. And then another one that I remember because she was just in Salt Lake City last night, and I'm sorry I cannot remember her name that she's going by now, but she's the former Emma.
Oh, okay,
you remember all that mess that happened with Emma? And then they had, you know, she got fired because they said she shoplifted, and then they said it was a big misunderstanding. Then they brought her back, and then they tried to change her image. That lasted 1 week, and they went back to the what a mess. And evidently, she's doing very, very well now. She wrestles some on ROH, and last night she appeared at the Wrestling Association of the Rockies, the War promotion, as a special guest. And they also had the gatekeeper, female wrestler, from ROH there last night. But what I found kind of interesting, they said that Emma, I think her name is Tennille, but she demands at least $2,000 a night just for her wrestling.
Wow.
So she's doing pretty good, you know. They probably had to pay her airfare and put her up, and $2,000 a night plus merchandise sales. So
more power to her. I wish that was worth $2,000 these days. Shoot, I mean, good Lord. Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, if you're a professional wrestler and you know that you're good at your craft and you've been with these big promotions, yeah, you can name your price. Hey, if you want to bring in people and you wanted to put butts in those seats, okay. You're going to have to pay me what I want. So be it. Congratulations to her. I'm glad that she's going for the money because professional wrestling is it's a craft that you don't know when your last day is going to be. You could do something in the ring that can end your career within a snap of a finger. As Thanos would say, as a snap of a finger, I could end your end everything that you have. Congratulations to her. $2,000? Yeah. I wish I was worth that. Good grief. Wow.
Well, if you were that good looking, you might be able to, but you're not that good looking.
Not without a lot of plastic surgery, and hopefully that's not going to happen. No.
Yeah, and some hormones.
I can get the high voices. Somebody's just going to have to kick me a little bit. But what can we do?
Well, Shinsuke Nakamura could do that for you, so.
No, thank you. That's okay. I'll pass.
I will tell you this, what Zane said the other day, and this part is not going to be family friendly. Okay, so if you're listening with kids and you don't want them to hear a cuss word, go ahead. But Zane called Shinsuke the other day shit stained Nakamura.
Oh jeez.
Oh, I thought I was going to die laughing.
Wait a minute, he's going to take that back because that belongs to another, not a professional wrestler. That nickname belongs to Vince Russo. He's going to take that back.
Vince Russo is worse than a stain, you know.
Well, you know
I don't know why Vince Russo still like people still talk about him in wrestling. Some of the things he's done is just pathetic.
Do you know that Vince Russo was kicked out of All In?
Yeah, I heard about that. I actually heard Jim Cornette talking about that the other day. So
yeah, he was kicked out in less than 90 minutes. Cody Rhodes told him, "No, we don't want bad behavior here. You're not allowed. Goodbye." So I love it. I mean, that man is the Archbishop of Talent Burial right there, as Jim Cornette would say. I just don't understand why his name keeps getting brought up these days. The man just doesn't. I can't stand him. I listened to his podcast one time and I had to turn it off within like 30 seconds because I couldn't stand to hear his voice.
Me too. No, honestly, I did the same thing. So
I just can't listen to him. It's like hearing someone rake their fingers down a chalkboard and you're expecting to listen to it. No.
Then when you listen to Jim Cornette's podcast, you better be ready for four-letter words about every other word. So,
well,
you know, he's entertaining, though. You got to admit that. So,
I listen to Jim Cornette almost just as much as Turnbuckle Trash, and I just sit there and I shake my head with Jim. But he's telling the truth. I know he's telling the truth. I mean, he's got the books right in front of him. He's got the pages. He's telling the truth, everything about professional wrestling. Now, if he's lying a little bit, okay, that's fine. But I like Jim Cornette. He doesn't hold nothing back. And it's like Turnbuckle Trash. He tells the truth from his perspective like you all do from a fan's perspective. So,
well, you know, you said a very important word there about perspective. Now, on my radio show that I do in Logan, Utah, I do, and I don't do it very often, but every once in a while something will come out that's a little bit controversial. And I can actually see why people would believe on one side or the other. And I call it Dave's Matter of Perspective. And I do a whole little bit. It's almost like an editorial, but it's like, here's this side of the story. Here's this side of the story. You make up your own mind. It's all a matter of your perspective. And I think a lot of the times, and I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but our perspective from fans is different than what a professional wrestler's perspective would be. We haven't been in the ring. We haven't done the bumps. But we have watched it all of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
We know what we like and what we don't like in professional wrestling. I think sometimes they just say, oh, we're going to do this anyway.
Well,
I mean, let's go back to Braun Strowman against with that stupid little kid, you know, at WrestleMania. That was the worst thing I have seen in years. That was, I mean, Braun, I'm sorry. If this gets back to you, don't beat me up, my man, because I'm an old man. But I'm sure you didn't have much choice in the matter. But I absolutely wanted to throw something at my computer screen. It was that bad.
It was bad, but try this one. Kenny Omega versus a 9-year-old girl in New Japan.
Oh, did they do that?
Yes, they did. Look it up on YouTube. Kenny Omega versus a 9-year-old girl in New Japan Wrestling. Kenny Omega versus a blow-up doll in New Japan Wrestling.
Yeah, there is a wrestler in Japan that there's a wrestling promotion that does the blow-up dolls all the time.
Yes.
My friend Tom Furlock posted it one time, and I thought, wow, that's really interesting. So
it is interesting the way that they're able to portray this blow-up doll as something that's actually alive. But
yeah.
To professional wrestling fans, you sit there and you're thinking, really? You want me to pay money to watch you wrestle a blow-up doll? You're wanting me to pay you money to watch you wrestle a 9-year-old girl? And I just paid a crap load of money at WrestleMania for a 10-year-old kid to win the WWE Tag Team Championship? Really?
There has got to be to me, there's got to be a little bit of believability. Even though we all know that it's a performance art and they are artists, but there needs to be that little bit of believability in there, and things like that just cross the line to me, just completely cross the line.
I would give you a name that somebody that would never have done that in professional wrestling in Memphis, and that would have been Jerry the King Lawler. He would have never have done what Braun Strowman had did. Never would have done.
No, I don't think he did. No.
He wouldn't have done it because that would have been just that's beneath the king. I mean, I just don't get it, but hey, if that's how y'all want to portray your company, okay, no problem.
And then, you know, take hats off to Kenny. He took their money and ran with it.
Well, he took the money all right. I mean,
took the money and he ran with it. So, you know, there's people do a lot of strange things for money. So.